Pastor Steve mentioned it. I don't really tell anybody what I'm going to preach. A lot of times I don't even know it until I stand up. In Mark chapter 14, Pastor Steve mentioned that after they after the Lord's Supper was given, Jesus gave the cup of the covenant, which is poured out for many. In verse 26 of Mark chapter 14, it says this: When they had sung a hymn, they went out. When they had sung a hymn. Now, I'm pretty sure if I asked you to raise your hand, if you believe it was that song, nobody would raise their hand. I'm thinking maybe, but I want you to know what they did sing. Open to Psalm 115. Now I know we tend in the Baptist church, especially in this Baptist church, especially with me in the pulpit, tend to run on past noon, and you know, we're okay with that. And we tend to think that, you know, I was told that as a seminary graduate, which I'm not, that I would learn in seminary that people's attention spans are only like 20 minutes long, so you shouldn't ever try and teach over 20 minutes. Listen, I've been in church long enough to know that your attention span's like 7 minutes. Okay? But I want you to understand that tradition, the Passover tradition, there were certain psalms, or in our terminology, songs, that were sung at the beginning of the Passover meal, and then there were certain songs or psalms that were sung at the end of the Passover meal. Psalm 115 through Psalm 118. Okay, I'm not going to preach on all these. Don't freak out. But I want us to look at just a few thoughts of what they sung after Jesus had given them the bread and had given them the cup. Look at Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. Not to us, O Lord. I think there's a song that starts like that, or has a phrase or a chorus like that. Not to us, Lord. Then think about it. Jesus Christ had just offered the bread and the cup. He had just offered the plan of salvation that was going to unfold before their very eyes. All for them. And this would be the first words out of their mouth. Not to us, Lord. Not to us. But to you be the glory. Now, I don't know if your finger is back in Mark chapter 14. And it doesn't have to be. But let me tell you what the very next thing we find in Mark's Gospel chapter 14 is after they had sung a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. It's the denial. Not to us, O Lord. Peter had sung, not to us, O Lord, but to you, to your name be the glory. And then we find Peter warming himself by the fire. Hey, I think you're one of them. I don't know what you're talking about. He moves to the next fire. Hey, you dress like one of them. You talk like one of them. I don't know what you're talking about. And he moves to the next fire. And there's a little girl who says, I saw you with that man, Jesus. And Peter denies with a curse. Not to you. Or not to me be the glory, Father, but to you. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. I know what happens all the time on Sunday mornings. We get wrapped up in here during the 11 to noon hour. We get that great song that we just sang about the blood of Christ. We get that great song that just, yeah, we get the guitar going and the drum. Yes, yes, Lord. Victory, victory. And then we get on range line. Or victory, victory. And our waitress is slow. Or we get the wrong order. And all of a sudden, it's no longer about him, but it becomes about us. This was the hymn that they started with. And again, I'm not going to go through the whole one. Turn to Psalm 116. Again, picture the scene. Jesus had just offered the plan of salvation. He had just laid it out before them. Psalm 116, verse 1. I love you, Lord, for you heard my voice. You heard me cry for mercy. You turned your ear to me. So I will call on you as long as I live. As they headed out to the Mount of Olives, this song had come off their lips. They were there in the Mount of Olives. Jesus was praying. And what do we see happening after that? The soldiers come to get Christ. Who are you looking for? Jesus says, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus says, I am He. And if you know the story well, the hundreds of guards were bowled over to the ground by the statement of Christ. We know that after that, everybody runs and hides. I love You, Lord. You heard my voice. You heard me cry for mercy. I think of Peter when Jesus had looked at him and said, Peter, before the day is out, before the night is out, before the sun rises, You will deny Me 3 times. The rooster will crow and You would have denied Me 3 times. I wonder if Peter thought back to this hymn. I love You, Lord. You heard my voice. You heard my cry. I wonder if Peter thought, will He turn His ear to me again? Fast forward to after the resurrection of Christ, Peter and the boys are out on the boat and they're fishing, and John points and says, Peter, 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 look on shore, it's Jesus. And Peter put his clothes on, jumped in the water and swam to shore to see his Jesus. It's the same Peter that when Jesus was found at the tomb, resurrected, and He said, go and tell the disciples, and then who else did He say? And tell Peter. I wonder if Peter, as he sung this song, or as he denied Christ, or as he swam to the shore, or as the disciples said, Peter, He asked just for you. If Peter went back to Psalm 116, verse 1, Lord, You heard my voice. And then look at Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol Him, all you peoples. For great is His love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I offer the invitation again. I don't know who or if any did not take the bread and the cup this morning. But look at Psalm 117 with me again. Praise the Lord. Who? All nations. All nations. In this room, there are multiple people groups that we can identify. Starting with men or women, children, old, young, good looking, ugly, fat, skinny, Caucasian, doesn't matter. For God so loved the world. I don't know who didn't take the bread or the cup, and I don't know why, but if you didn't take the bread or the cup simply because you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do you understand what they sang as they went out that night? They went out as they sang, this Jesus is for all peoples. Whosoever believeth on Christ shall have eternal life. It's not for a special select. It's for whosoever shall come. And then finally they sang, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Oh, let Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. Church, let FBCO say, His love endures forever. Amen?
Amen.
Let each one of us, as we leave here today, understand that we have the proclamation in our hearts and on our lips that His love endures forever. How does His love endure forever? Through us. As we leave here today, we have the privilege to take the love of Christ wherever we go. Wherever we go. Some of us are going to go to the house of one of our deacons who is bedridden, and we're going to pray over him. Others are going to go to the hospital and visit friends. Others are going to go to restaurants all across the four-state area. Others are going to go to work. Some are going to go home into your neighborhoods. I don't know where you're going, but if you are a born-again, blood-bought believer in Jesus Christ, you can take with privilege and joy the love of Christ that endures forever to whomever you meet today. Let that be your testimony this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Stand with me. There is bread and there is cup. If you did not take the bread and the cup this morning, it better be only because you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you say, Pastor, I don't want to take it in an unworthy manner, then your responsibility is to not walk out of here in an unworthy manner. Your responsibility is to come down to the altar and pray and seek forgiveness. responsibility is to not walk out still unworthy. Your responsibility is to come before Him in a humble way, seeking His face, turning away from that which is evil, and finding that which is righteousness. The only reason you walk out of here not taking this bread and this cup is because you're not a born-again, blood-bought believer. And why would you walk out of the free gift that God has offered you in Christ Jesus? My prayer is that you won't. Precious God, gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for your love, your tender mercies that are new, fresh, your grace that is given to such undeserving people. Father God, I pray that no one leaves here today without knowing the love that is Jesus Christ. That no one would leave here today, Father, unsure of their eternity. Father, I pray that no one would leave here today not knowing your grace, your mercy, without the abundant life offered in Christ Jesus. And Father, I pray that each one of us as we leave here today would leave here with the grace, the mercy, and the love of Christ on our lips, that no matter where we go, we share that love for your glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You're dismissed. At 12:01, no matter. Praise Jesus. That's a miracle.
I'm taking a picture of that. This has never happened.
I think we should have prayed over y'all to go and see Mark and the whole church. I think we should have done
that. Not a bad idea. Why don't you grab up all the deacons, guys, and meet